Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. This is Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host, Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How was your ride in this morning?
It was awful. I hope this rain goes away quick.
Welcome to Atlanta. Business Leaders of Today is a show that we are all about you and your business. We are all about making you the important person you are out there for everybody to see. So what we do is we invite great business leaders in and talk to them about what they have going on in their business. And today we have Alex Turin with NextLink. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am great. And we also have Raquel Ornelas Barlow with Ornelas & Associates. Good morning, Raquel. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Please feel free to correct me if I say Ornelas wrong.
Sounds great.
Okay, that Texas twang is coming out, so I'm working on it. So, Alex, you are with NextLink. What is your title with NextLink?
I'm the CEO, president of NextLink Solutions, and what we do is a full web agency / ad agency here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. You said web and ad agency?
Yeah, what we do actually provide our customers with everything from the logo. It's an end-to-end solution. So you just come to us, and we take care of your business all the way from the beginning to the end.
So when you say A to Z solutions, give me an ideal client in your head that would come to you. What would they ask for?
Well, actually, that's a pretty good question, because we had a good customer of ours in the South Atlanta, which I'm not allowed to say the name on the air, but...
oh, please. I would love for you to say their name on the air.
I know, but I didn't
they
actually
want you to say it, spell it, write it down.
I know, but I didn't have a chance to talk to them before I came here on the show. So, but anyways, what we did, we started, and when we had a meeting, they just started the business, so they didn't really know exactly what to expect out of the business. So they came to us, and they asked us, what can we do in order to start his business? So, of course, we sit down, we ask them different questions about their business, what they do, what they want to do, what's their goals. So all through the questionnaire that we have. And at the end, we were able to give them a logo, give them a name, and then we move into the web design and then e-commerce.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we end up with an SEO, which is a search engine optimizations on their website.
Okay.
So going through this process, at the end, what happened was that now they have an over 200 hits a month.
Okay.
On their e-commerce. It's an organic kind of food website that we created for them, and it's working very well for them. They're very happy. We've been with them for about a year now. Okay. And we just give them over and over lots of business.
Okay.
By using SEO, which is a search engine optimization. I mean, I'm using some
I was going to say, talk to me
words.
Like I'm four, Alex. Talk to me
know,
like I'm four.
I'm doing 3.5 for you
right.
now.
Okay, I appreciate that. Because SEO, I was like, is that a makeup?
Yeah, I know. I mean, sometimes that's what happens. I say too many things that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to know is... my strength is that sometimes mm-hmm. I'm capable to break it down so people will understand.
Okay.
And that's very important, because I want my customers to really understand what I do.
Okay.
And by understanding what I do, they feel more comfortable on purchasing or, you know, buying products from me.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I designed NextLink. NextLink, it's... first of all, you know how it is to design a website, okay? A website is not really that simple of a task. Mm-hmm. If you go in front of people, they're always afraid of technology. They really don't know what they do with technology, because they always scared. You know, mm-hmm. That's the thing. When you don't know something, you're always kind of scared, right? Well, that's what we do. I sit down and I explain to them, okay, listen, for your business, this is what we got to do. Okay. You need this, you know, and we do a design a plan. Mm-hmm. And when you design a plan for them, actually it works out great because then they're feeling like, oh, okay, so that's what it means. So we can really do this. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing that we're trying to go through step by step to bring them to the point that we're trying to put them on the first page of Google. That's the main goal on the organic section, which is pretty much, I don't know if you're familiar with the organic section.
I am.
Okay, so when you put somebody in the first page of Google, Yahoo, or any search engine, that's what it takes for us to just do that.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying basically you reduce their stress level and kind of take over and become more of a consultant, giving them the kind of ins and outs, take away some of the stress for them.
Yes.
Well, as you heard me say in the beginning, my co-host here, Tess Turin, is a marketing consultant also.
Okay, great.
So one of the questions I know I've asked her before, she has said to me, when it comes to your website's kind of like your front door.
That's exactly right. It's your front door store, okay, and that's an introduction, okay, for between you and your customers, okay? So if you don't have a good front store and you just have a website that is not designed to really pick your customer interest, then you really don't have a good website. You really don't have that kind of connection between you and your customers. So let's face it, 70% of people, usually when they do a search on the internet, they look it up on a design or a website that kind of bring up their interest and they have some kind of a particularity on the website. So they're like, oh, yeah, that looks professional. That looks nice. Let me click on it. Let me have more information. Let me read more stuff on the website to find out what it's really all about. So now if you have a, let's say, a bright yellow website and people click on it and they see this something that is like, whoa, what is this? Okay, mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Then they click off. It's almost, it's like, so what you're saying is your website's like a pretty woman.
Yeah, it needs to be nice and smooth
right,
and, you
exactly.
know, kind of a little bit of sexiness in it
right,
too sometimes.
Right, know? I mean, my daddy used to say you want a little sizzle with that steak so you can put the sizzle in the website.
That's right.
Well, I would certainly have to agree with you on the website. I mean, it is the first impression. And, you know, what is your first impression to your potential client? You want it to be a great one. So it really all does start with a great crafted
yes.
web design. I have to
yes.
certainly agree with you there. But going back to your services, because I know we kind of glazed over that real quick, and I just want to get a good idea exactly what types of services you offer. And from what I understand, you're doing the marketing and the consulting up front. And then from there, you do design and web design. And
yes.
then from there, you actually drive traffic to those
yes.
websites for your clients.
Like
is that
I was
correct?
Explain, that's correct. And that's what we're trying to do. Like I was explaining to Angel right before, was a little fast about our client that we actually have a pretty good experience for him.
Can
well,
I ask you the client is he on the first page of the major search engines
yes,
now?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It is. Yes, so we
great.
Were able to put him on the organic first page organic section on the search engine. Now, but again, like you were asking me, mm-hmm. We do like from logos and branding, okay? Then we go in online business consulting, mm-hmm. Web design planning, online marketing strategy. Then we go into the, of course, mobile app development as well.
Very
because,
important.
Because, yes, this time and age, mm-hmm. you really want to have a website that is mobile, okay? It has to be your business to be as mobile as you are. Because a lot of people, what they do, they look in, on iPads. They look and on different type of tablets. And, you know, like sometimes you go on a pizza place, you don't want to pull up your computer and looking
yeah.
for...
That's right. And there's nothing more annoying than taking yeah. your iPhone and having to stretch somebody's
yeah.
website. I will literally click off of it and go to somebody else before
very
I
good.
Take the time to do that. So I have to certainly agree with you there. So you offer the mobile...
yes,
website
we
design as well. Along
yes, we
with
do.
Your...
And that's
can you
very
offer
important.
That in 24 points so I don't have to get my glasses out every time I pull up a website on my phone?
That's right. So you don't need to go left and right. You
exactly.
just need to scroll down with your little thumb. Even if you have the other hand busy doing something else, you can always use your right or left thumb to go up and down on your website or mobile website. And then click on the phone number and call them right away. Instead of just, or let me copy and paste it, or what was the number again? You know, how many times it had happened that, you know, you're trying to click on the somebody's phone number on the mobile website, and then all of a sudden it doesn't click,
right.
And you're just there, okay, what was the number? Let me go from phone.
It happened to me this morning trying to get my turkey for Thanksgiving. I kept clicking, and it was not clicking and going through, and I thought, you know, you can just write it down. I forgot. It took me 5 minutes to remember I could write the number down.
Well, so let me ask you, back to the websites, because I'm intrigued here.
Yes.
I come across a lot of people that need websites, and one important question they always ask me is, you know, do I own the website, you know, or is it just, am I leasing it? Because a lot of the big companies out there, they create microsites, and, you know, the business doesn't actually own it. Does your company offer that? How does that work?
Yes. What we do is technically, when you design a website, okay, it's writing with a different other language, okay? We have different type of languages that we use right now. Is the most common one is HTML5 slash CSS3.
So you're actually doing programming.
That's exactly the development of the website. It's a programming. And the cool thing about that is that at the end, when you're writing all this code, it's like writing a poetry. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And then when you're done with it, okay, you flip the page and this writing code turn into a beautiful picture, okay? Because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just type it, and when you look at, there is different way that you can actually just look at the back of the web page, and when you turn it around, then you have pictures, image, you know, different type of images, different things, or slideshows, or different things that pop up at you, and that's what you want, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what I consider some kind of an art, because that's the way I really see myself doing it, like a little artist, okay? And to go back to your question, we give this website, we always give them the option to purchase the old program. So
great. So they have the option to actually own the website.
They own it, yes.
So if for whatever reason you get hit by a bus.
Yes, they can just copy. They can actually take. I actually give them the old code at the end if they want it. They can just host it themselves. If they have to do changes, of course, they need to know the programming code. So,
right. So that goes to my next question, which is, do you help a client manage and host after it's up and running?
And like I said, our passion for achievement is what drives us and our customer alike. Okay, so that's what we want to do. We want them to be happy. We want them to have the full package. We don't want them to have any type of headaches or any problems and say, oh my gosh, what should I do? Should I, how am I going to be publishing this? Okay. Yeah. It's like having a beautiful car in your garage, but if you don't drive it on the road, you don't know how to drive, it's worthless. Right.
Right.
So that's what we do. We actually bring it from design from end to end. That's what I call it, because we want them to don't have any, you know, when they come to us, I want them to just be in the last stop for them. And, you know, come to us and just be ready to go to the next level, which is just concentrating on their clients. Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, people are busy. I mean,
that's right. That's why I'm doing my business, right? I mean, that's what I do. I do that. So you do your business, I do mine.
So let me ask you. So once the website's up and running, okay, obviously you can have the most beautiful website in the world, but if you're not driving traffic to that website, it really doesn't help.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about that, the digital marketing aspect. I know you had mentioned SEO and SEM. A lot of people out there don't even know what SEO and SEM
me
stands
neither.
For.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just kidding. No. I do. It's
you just made those letters
up. That's right. I just, you know,
ABC,
put them all together.
1, 2, 3.
What does, for the people that are listening out there that might not know, what does SEO and SEM stand for?
Like we were saying before, this SEO stands for search engine optimization and search engine marketing. Okay? Those are two different things. The most important thing that separates them is that the search engine optimization is when you are ranked it on top of your organic section, okay? Mm-hmm. The search engine marketing instead is just a, we call it pay-per-click. So I don't know if you know
paper clips.
That. Yeah.
Say that again. Did you say paper clips?
Organic? What is organic? We're giving you a hard time.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that
organic part
sounds fun. Tell me more about that, Alex.
Well, everything starts from the search engine, and when the search engine, you can go. There's so many out there these days, you know, from Google to Ask to Bing to Yahoo. When you put them all together, we try to put you on the first page of those search engines. And what ends up to is that you are on the, I call it white background of the search engine. Mm-hmm. And that's the organic section.
Okay.
Where you don't pay to be on top. You don't pay to be on the side of the website. You just pay us, okay, to maximize the potential of your website. Like I was saying to you before, that when you look at a website, there is a way that actually you can look it up. And by right-clicking, for example, on your webpage, there is a list that says View Source. You click on that, you can see everything under the hood on how they design it.
Interesting.
It's all a code. It has all those different formatting things, different writings, okay? Codes, of course. Usually is under HTML. Mm-hmm. It tells them, you know, okay, you have a section, you have a paragraph, header, you know, all those different things. You can see them on each single website. By mm-hmm. doing that. When you look at that, okay, you can see all those information that been written for that specific website.
Okay.
What happened is that Google works in kind of a mysterious way, but in reality it doesn't.
They're like the internet god in the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's right. Now, the thing is like every wizard has their own recipe. Mm-hmm. To pick up their informations, right? So when they put everything in their pot, guess what? If you know the recipe, you can pretty much get into that little pot and try to let them pick you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what we do is with the search engine, we maximize that potential. We go and say, okay, now what if some people decided to look for, let's say, your insurance, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be in Atlanta. So I'm not going to just write into the code and in different parts or different area of the search engine, Atlanta, insurance company, engine alone. I'm just going to write down different, more other complex stuff inside so you will be able to be relevant for that specific search.
Actually, what you would write in is Angel Nowland. Nowland Group Insurance Agency, the best insurance agent ever.
Ever.
I would always come up on the first page.
I don't think that people on Google will search for best insurance ever. But they can probably look for like family insurance or life insurance. So that's what little thing that you don't think they're relevant, but they are for Google.
Okay.
So that's why I want you to be like, okay, give me things that people, they might look for. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you come to me and they say, look, they might look for life insurance. They might look for car insurance. They might look for house. They might look for commercial. They might look for residential. So we put all these words inside or let's call it under the hood of your car or your website, right?
Right.
Put it all underneath there and let's have Google, Yahoo, Bing, all of them work for you instead of you working for them. Okay. Because people, yes, they have a paper clip. Yeah, that you can use a paper clip. But I like better the search engine optimization just because when you go into the organic, 70% of people, when they do the search, they look on the organic.
Why is that, you think?
Because they know that that's an ad.
Oh, okay.
I find myself doing that.
Most of the people, they know that it always says on the right side.
It says ad, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you're like, wait a minute. So why do I want to click on this guy when I know that Google or Yahoo, they're doing the search based upon my writing or my search that I wrote down.
So the ad could be anything, because I've actually searched for something, put in one thing, think I'm getting it. I click on that ad, and it's Justin Bieber's webpage. That I'm like, how did I get here?
That is exactly part of a different, let's say that Google actually has some kind of spy webs that they put into your computer that will follow your trends, I mean, your patterns or things that you'd search prior.
Oh.
So your computer will always be looking for what you did in the past until you delete the history. You know? So pretty much if you look for a ticket that was last week, right, and you didn't delete your cookies, didn't delete any...
My cookies.
Yeah, your cookies, yeah.
My cookies ain't none of your business, Mr. Terrain.
You are listening to Business Leaders of Today. Our guest in the studio is Alex Terrain from Next Link Solutions. Alex, hello. I have to ask,
yes.
Where is that accent from?
I
like it.
I like it. I'm Italian. I was born and raised in Lake Como, which is a northern side of Italy, close to the Swiss Alps. So lots of skiing, a lot of good time on the northern side of Italy.
Wonderful.
That's how you know about organic cookies.
That's right. Those are taste good. So good.
So
I love it.
Let me ask you, what separates you from some of the other web agencies out there?
Me?
Good answer.
He's like, I'm tall, dark, and handsome. That's what separates me.
That's the first thing. Next, we are really obsessed with our client's goal, and we move mountains to achieve their objectives. So that's really our passion for achievement. And we really think that our customer service is the key that differentiates us from the competition. How many times you go out there and you hear the word customer service?
Every day. Everybody has the best customer service.
Is it true?
No one has the best customer service.
And that's what differentiates us. Because what we do is, like I said, I explain to you, I try to break it down in simple words what we do and what we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just not going to leave you there. I'm going to just hold your hand and bring you all the way to the top, baby.
Kind of like raising a kid.
That's right. I mean, I have one, so that's why.
Well, Alex, I got to ask you, as I said before, technology is not my strong suit.
Okay.
I've been a business owner a long time. I've been in the insurance game about 10 years now. My number one issue is, how do I know what I'm getting on my website? I mean, how can you tell your client, if you get a client, say, I'm going to design this beautiful website, I'm going to get you all this traffic, how can you show me I'm getting that traffic? How do I know that it's working?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a different way to actually show you how you're going to get the hits. Of course, I'm not going to give you all the info.
Right.
But
Pepsi does not give Coke its secrets. I get that.
But there is analytics that I can give you to show you where the traffic comes through, how you're getting your traffic, and specifically mobile, or if it's actually through desktop or laptops, what type of operating system, if it's based on... let's say which area, we can actually give you indication of, like, let's say Duluth instead of Atlanta metro area. So we can go by zip code, we can go by city, we can go by, regions, world.
So the analytics breaks down the regions? I didn't realize
it doesn't
that.
Write it down. What it does is, like I said, you know, you let those smart people working for you. What happened is that your website pretty much is a front store 24 hours a day,
right.
7 days a week, right? So what happened is that, let's think about it's like your GPS, okay? You go and you put in the address, right? And it brings you there, right? Now, what it is just actually keep track of all the route that you did in order to get to that point.
Oh, okay.
So if you at home decided to actually go to nextlink.com, I just put some free advertisement there.
I've never heard of that business, nextlink.com.
So if you go to that website, what happened is we are able to the analytics to track down who and how and what kind of operating system, because you know exactly through whoever designed the application what you're getting and how you're getting it. Okay. Because you have to understand, it's just like a license plate number that you have on your computer. That's why they keep track.
Now, it sounds great, and I'm going to be honest, you've actually given me some knowledge with the difference with the SEO and the SEM, but it also sounds time-consuming.
That's right.
It takes 18 years to raise a kid. You said like a baby. I don't have that kind of time. So let's say I'm a new business. I'm opening up in the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. You come in, do some consulting with me. What kind of time frame am I looking at for a good website?
Well, the good website, it's between 30... 45 days, but again, it depends on what you guys want, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't lie to you that if you come to me and say, hey, I have something in my head, it's completely customized, and I want sparkling and, you know, different type designs that are very complicated writing, it takes me longer,
okay?
Usually, if you ask me for a normal web design, professional web design with... basic information, yeah, it's between a 30-45 turnaround. Then we go into the SEOs, which is another thing that I like to push a lot because I want people to be seen.
Right,
you know,
drive that traffic.
If you have a store out there that, you know, you don't have any signs, you just have a light on,
right.
That's it, it's worthless, right? And that's the same thing with your SEO. SEO is just trying to bring your, you know, light, signs, advertisement, billboards, any type of things that could attract clients going to you. And that's what we do with SEOs because, let's face it, probably 90% of people these days, they Google it.
Right.
So what happened to you? Oh, I don't know, but
no matter where Google. They're searching from, they say they Google it.
I know. Or Yahoo or whatever inside search engine in order to know what's going on. And so that's what we do. Usually on a search engine, it's a little bit longer process, of course, because there is different things that you have to go through with it. And one of it is pretty much, you know, I'll say give us 6 months to see at least an improvement. Like if you are page 300, now you might be a page 10, 15 in just 6 months.
Okay.
Because we optimize it.
So it takes some time then. This is
Absolutely.
Not something that's going to happen overnight.
Yes, especially for a new business. You have to understand Google go by relevance, okay? If the business is not established, it's not been there for a while, you can Google as much as you want, but you're not going to come up, number one. Because that's why people use it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's relevant to the search that people are doing. So if you are being searched 200 billion times compared to you being a new business, 1,000, of course, the 2 billion ones is going to go up.
Okay.
But by actually using the search engine optimization, you will be able to just, you know, go up a little by little, which is better because, you know, people, even when they do the search, they don't just stop on the first page. Sometimes they go 2-3 pages, especially if they want to compare things, compare prices, or whatever service they're looking for.
Okay, well, good morning again, everyone out there listening. I am speaking to Alex Turin with Next Link. This is Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. My co-host is Tess Turin, marketing consultant. This is Business Leaders of Today, where your business is our business. So tell us, Alex, how can clients reach you? If I need you to come get rid of my cookies, what would be the best way I could reach you?
Okay, it's 1-800. No, just kidding. Now we have different ways that you can reach us through, of course, our email, alex@nextlink.com.
Spell that for me.
A-L-E-X uh-huh. at next is N-X-T.
Oh, okay, link. Not next. Okay.
Yes, actually... It's a little slang.
Yeah, next without the E, link.
That's right, next, N-E-X-T, nextlink.com. Or you can just go on our website and next link again, N-X-T, link.com. Or you can call me.
And what's your number? I think I got it, though, but
you
just
do?
In case.
I don't feel comfortable giving my number. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Maybe next time you'll be lucky. 770-755-8216. And again, don't call me in the middle of the night. Okay?
I will call you first thing in the morning.
Uh-oh. No,
I'm not a
either.
Night owl.
Okay.
Well, again, this is Angel Nallen with Business Leaders of Today, where your business is our business. My co-host, Tess Turin, marketing consultant. Our next guest up is Raquel Ornelas Barlow with Ornelas & Associates. Good morning again, Raquel. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
You're getting what? Tired of listening to me talk?
No, of course not. I was going to refer to the weather trying to get here.
Right.
And it's good old Georgia.
No doubt. You got to love the ATL, don't you?
Good old Georgia.
It was 70 degrees last week. Now we're going to have snow tomorrow. So tell me something about Ornelas & Associates. What exactly does your company do?
Ornelas Associates has been in operation. We are a commercial and residential interior design firm. We have experience, over 20 years of experience in the Atlanta market.
Okay.
And I refer to it as Georgia, but the company has not only been in Georgia, but doing projects in other states.
Okay.
So our services are provided, again, not only residential, but commercial. We have done from hospitals, schools, restaurants, working out at the airport, military projects, residential on special occasions, and that is another topic that I would love to express and go into depth. But the commercial areas of design have been a tremendous benefit. We've done performing arts facilities, and they're the pride of the community. It has really added a value to the community. And in going into the schools, it has added a style of I like to say grace, because the kids can reflect on that image that we've portrayed into the designs, allowing them to appreciate the styles and the efforts of bringing that old image of rusty old schools back to glamour with color, textures, lighting, just images that they can embrace and enjoy going to.
So when you say designs, you don't mean necessarily, because when you said design, at first I'm thinking the building itself, but you're talking about the paint, the pictures on the wall, the furniture, or can you be more specific when you say design, what that would entail, let's say for a commercial project?
For a commercial project, it is involving the complete design. The designer works with the architect, engineer. The whole gamut of the team is embraced. So the interior designer is very much part of that, because they're working with the architect on space planning. The materials are the last factor. You want to make sure that the elements are put into place, and that is from space planning to what you're wanting to achieve before the space is even starting to be put together. There's a lot of paperwork. There's efforts of investigations with the community, with the client, the end users. We're evaluating a lot of things and bringing in a lot of statistics so that we don't make a mistake with the amount of money that we're working with, government money, private money. We have learned to do a very strategic research on our design efforts. So the interior design, that portion of paint and hanging of artwork, is totally the last factor. We strongly, meaning designers, commercial designers, work hand in hand with the entire team. So the efforts are complete when we're turning the key over.
Let me ask you, Raquel, it sounds like a majority of your clients are on the commercial side. Do you take any on the residential side?
Yes. That has been an effort that has been on the side. The designs that I have worked with for residential has been for private, individuals. They want to renovate their homes, or from their kitchens to their bathrooms. And the efforts have been that really analyzing what that client is in need of. what type of change? And are you sizing down? Are you bringing in your parents because they're aging? Are the kids moving away? Are you going to relocate in a smaller type? Are you going to, you know, build from ground up? Those elements have been my favor because I've been able to deal not only with clients that are repeat that have lived in their homes, but they've changed. That kid is gone. She wants that room to be something else. And so we have a vision of working very closely with the client to what their needs are, bringing in then the finishes that are going to give the space life, not only aesthetics, but function. And I always like to pride myself, you only want to spend that dollar really once. You don't want to have to repeat it in a short period of time. You want that the floors, the carpets, the windows, the lighting to be not dated and in such a short period of time. So, and even the selling value adds to the quality of my work. So that's something that we're very excited about. But in the residential, one of the other things, the features, is knowing one's client, who's going to be using that space once again. And are in so many situations, they've changed to the type of persons that are going to be using, once again, those spaces. Mother-in-law suites, you know, the areas of not necessarily the mom coming to live just to be living there. She might be aging and needs that space to be around her family. And so those features have to be renovated or, you know, just brought in to update comfortable space for the entire family.
Now, do you help with connecting the contractors to the client as well, or are you just specifically design? Do you have a team of contractors that
I have recommended contractors that right. I utilize throughout the city of Georgia,
okay.
Or state of Georgia. And we like to go in knowing who our clients are, and also if we're not going to be working in all the areas that I've just mentioned, we do want to make sure that they do have a good contractor. And we do a research, you know, through what we've done with the ones in the past. We try to keep those along with our team. But if not, we do investigate for the client. And it's been a pretty successful story of not mishaps and, you know, abusing the money.
Right.
And that's
spending
one of the...
Spending it wisely.
Yeah, spending it very wisely. So those are the things. We become very much involved with the whole circle.
Now, you mentioned earlier, well, first of all, let me get back to this mother-in-law suite. I just had a moment. You mean mother-in-law cave? That's what I would probably call it. Not that I have a mother-in-law I would put in a cave, but if I did,
well,
that's where she would probably go.
Or if somebody wanted a man cave, those are very popular these days as well.
Right.
The cave of what's going on in people's home for men, women, children, everyone seems to want their space, and they do label it as their cave. And some of them are beautiful. Some of them are great. The spaces allow for you to do it, or you're going to have to go in and restructure. But people have really embraced their homes, and they're utilizing all areas of it. Every inch of those homes are being made to function for them. So that mother-in-law suite, or the cave, is really becoming important in people's lives.
Right. Well, people stay in their homes longer.
Right.
The market crash. People not jumping from house to house.
Exactly.
They're going
exactly.
back to that old school way. I'm going to stay a little longer, just make it a little more comfortable for me and my family.
Exactly. Exactly. And some of the spaces are nice that you can add to it. Wonderful bathrooms. But then there are some areas of or some homes that don't have the lavish space.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be smart. And go back to that old school where you might have a Murphy bed.
Right.
And, you know, or something attractive to have wall cabinets or things that are non-movable but multifunctional. Lighting can be multi-servicing too. So we have learned to utilize and be creative with spaces. And everyone wants a cave in that house. So,
right.
You know, mom generally gets the kitchen. So,
lucky
but,
us.
But, you know, it's exciting for what the needs are. And there's not the heavy cost that everybody thinks that you have to have, unless, you know, you just want something so out of the box.
You were reading my mind. I was like, little Johnny's going to have to go to trucking school because your mama wants a new kitchen.
Mama wants a new kitchen, right. And there's so many wonderful elements that are coming in from not only being American-made, but from other countries that have approved materials that are attractive, very eco-friendly. And we try to encourage people to go in that direction when they're purchasing. Lighting fixtures and lighting equipment that goes into a person's home should be considered just as essential as it is in a business. So it's very, very important to consider those elements.
Now, I know you have done a lot of commercial projects all throughout, it looks like all throughout the state of Georgia.
Yes.
I have to ask you, what's your thoughts on that new Falcon Stadium?
Expensive. but it's welcomed. It's very welcomed. I find it exciting, especially where they're going to locate it. It's going to be friendly for a lot of people. It's going to wake up the city. It's an approach that I wish that Atlanta would have taken a long time ago.
Okay.
To bring back the city. When I moved here some 25 years ago, the downtown area was, you know, riches and stores and quality foot traffic.
Right.
That's what's going to bring back the inner city is the foot traffic. The footprint also that's occurring in areas of near the stadium. You're going to have shops. You're going to have people living near there. Yeah. There's going to be less traffic when you start looking at people not having to use their vehicles. They're going to be doing more walking about, and if they use their car, it's going to be getting out of the city. But less traffic, having to park and all. People are going to be using the MARTA. Mm-hmm. It's an important area. It's going to be an awesome, awesome project.
I heard you earlier. You mentioned something. I heard you say airport. You've worked on some schools. Can you be more specific on what kind of projects you've worked on?
Usually, when I've worked on the airport projects, it's work going in with an architectural firm.
Is that the Atlanta Airport?
That's correct.
Okay,
and that's the areas of not only the. Mine just went blank, but the international portion
okay.
of the airport has it's gorgeous,
yeah,
absolutely fantastic. The materials that they've used in that area, I must applaud the design firms and the architectural firms that have been able to make that a quality, supremely quality airport. People, once they start traveling through that, they're going to be very excited. My areas of designing and the airport have been for restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yes, fast food restaurants, you know, and just something that needs finishing going in. If it's something that has been a footprint of a design, they will bring me in to continue that design or expand upon it, making it more personalized for that, you know, for that area. So it's been an effort. To be involved with being a small company, to go in and be added to a larger company, architect or an interior design firm, have been very fortunate to be added to their team. So the success stories have been about four or five projects out at the airport.
So now you said you're a small firm. What size projects do you prefer then?
I can pull my team together. So if I am asked as the interior designer, design firm to come in, I can handle really large size projects. I do have the designers that would be part of the design team. So there has never been a project too big as of yet for me to have handled.
There is no such thing as too big, but there is such a thing as too small.
I'm trying to get my head around it. Who is your specific clients? It sounds like a lot of government projects that you've worked on in the past.
It has been. That's where I got most of my startup. And with Fulton County, the majority of that, the majority of the projects were designing senior centers.
Okay.
Assisted living facilities. and throughout Fulton County. The pilot that was designed for Fulton County was so awesome. The team was just, we got it. That was our slogan, we get it. Mm-hmm. Hire us for that. We took it to the other counties, DeKalb County, and just all the way out to Savannah. I mean, we were that successful in designing for the aging population. So when I'm asked the question, who is my continuous clients, it is the government. It has been a success story there, but a private sector has noticed what we've been doing with my area of designing for the aging, which is what I'm turning more to. I enjoy that area. I'm able to appreciate that area of design. There's a clientele that's been neglected. It's being more invested, but not to the degree that it should be. Personalizing communities with facilities like senior centers, like a YMCA, a YWCA in a community, allows for that group of people to grow smart, age smart. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that has added to the designs of streetscapes is implementing the aging programs in the apartments. You might be living near a student, you might be living near a various types of business people, but you do have that group of people who are over 50, 55, and 60 that are going to be living with you. They don't have to drive. They have the bus right there available for them. So the designs of those apartment units or smaller housing units, townhomes, have become the streetscape for a lot of areas in Georgia. Very attractive, very inventive.
So it sounds like you're working hand in hand with the architects on a lot of these projects. Are the architects reaching out to you and hiring you? Is that kind of how it works?
Yes, okay. It has. Or I will go to them with the project and okay. We will collaborate. We bid together. There's some projects that are put out for bid through the private or government agencies, and we collaborate, and that's been a success story as well.
Well, it sounded like I heard you say the streetscapes, when people are going to be able to shop and everything is going to be a little closer. It sounds like you are community focused. Like you try, part of your business model is to make people's lives easier and more comfortable.
Exactly. Exactly. It's an effort that has been trailing my design efforts. Sometimes you don't know what seed you have been planted. Mm-hmm. So you keep it nourished, and I've been able to nourish those areas of connecting with communities, cities, and other counties. And that nourishment has been what's going to be happening 5-10 years. And visualizing that design concept has allowed me to stay within that arena of being creative, allowing people to see my work not only on a small scale, but on a larger scale. And it's very community recognized. But it's not the typical kind of old designs that we're bringing in. They're wild colors, there's textures, there's that's on the outside. From when you look at these streetscapes and the landscapes, and it's awesome. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have thought it through that people can ride their bikes, that people can, and that's part of the team. An architect, a contractor of all levels are going to be starting at that. We visualize what the total package is going to be before we even start breaking ground.
You sound so excited about it. You know, it's funny, when we were talking about design, you said you were doing some residential, and I'm a Rooms to Go girl. Matter of fact, I may have to get Rooms to Go to send me a check for saying that. But I actually paid someone to design my house. I have a small townhome, maybe about 1,200 square feet. But I wanted to feel like when I was home, it was the best place in the world. And it could not be more perfect. It was everything from color changes to organization. And it never dawned on me personally how it would make a difference.
Yes.
Have you seen the changes and the trends in the last, you said 25 years you've been doing this? What are some of the biggest differences you've seen on how people are now trying to design a retirement facility or a home that they're doing? What have you seen change in the last 20 years?
I think people have become more comfortable. The commercial or the retail market has allowed for people to be able to buy themselves. TJ Maxx, Marshalls, they brought in products that you're able to afford, glamorous things that are attractive. So residential spaces are, you can have that wow, pow, whatever you want. I mean, it's available to you. I think people with advertisement, the way that spaces are being shown, even if you go into a hotel, it gives you ideas. You are able to say, I like that. Let me go to Marshall's. Let me put this together. They may dabble with it a little bit. They may confer with a friend. And that's great. I always look at everybody has that bit of designer inside of them. Make sure to ask that question, am I spending too much on something that's going to be too trendy? Or am I going to invest in it like a fine piece of jewelry, a crystal or something like that? Have those portions in mind when you're displaying and spending your finances. But if you're young, have fun with it. Have fun with bedspreads and spread covers and, you know, slip covers and light shades and everything. When you're older, there's a stronger investment of what you are putting into your homes, and you're going to spend it wisely. It be less of the movables and more of the fixed, the flooring, the drapery, or paint colors that can be changed. But there's an investment when you own that home. So I say that for the students and or the young people who are investing as an apartment, I think that the movables are a great investment for giving it that pizzazz that you're looking for.
Okay. Well, good morning again, everyone out there listening. You are listening to Business Leaders of Today. This is Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and Tess Turin, your marketing consultant, lead generator.
I like that.
I know, right? I just thought of that. Isn't that great? You know what? I have another question for you, though, Raquel. You were saying about, it sounds like this could be something that could be a little expensive or a lot expensive, right?
Yes.
Assuming I'm going to use someone like you, an interior designer. How do you usually get your clients, though? I mean, you don't want some kid that's 23 years old, got his first apartment, to call you and ask how to decorate it. So how, when someone was looking for you, how do you usually get your clients?
I have a website. I've been known through recognition of my work.
Okay.
And that has brought other clients to me. I don't have a problem of doing a young person's apartment.
Oh.
I don't.
I
tend to express that and educate them to what they are looking, what are you trying to do and what budget. And because that's going to be something that is of value to me. And that result is generally the parents love what I've done. So,
right.
You know,
that's paying for the apartment.
Paying for the apartment.
So he doesn't come back home.
Right. But, you know, there's a point of trying to just educate everyone to the quality, not to be, you don't have to be over the top if you want something nice. If you do want something over the top, you can get that. I mean, there's a wonderful items out there that are readily available for everyone. And if not, you make it. People have become creative that with that for crafts, too. I would say that the investment that I make in with people has been very rewarding. Word of mouth has given me a great bit of my business. I love when I'm able to learn of how to invest in a website, and I was very impressed in receiving a lot of knowledge from that. It's just awesome, and I will be talking with you.
Good.
But yeah, the websites are a creative tool.
Right.
It's allowed for you to show a lot of your work, and taking you to a space, moving you through a space, you know, allowing that space to be expanded by that creativeness of it. So I do have that. I have a great portfolio. I usually invite people over to my office for a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit and chat and we get to know each other. I go to them in their homes and evaluate. Or through bids, which is held through the counties or various ways of obtaining the projects is you collaborate with other professionals, and I'm part of that team, and we win bids.
Okay.
And so it
sounds like you love what you do. Like, it's not a job or a business. Like, you would do this if the money didn't matter.
It has gotten to that in many ways. I sometimes get calls from people and say, can you give me an idea? And I love it. I love to solve a situation that's difficult. And the results are always very, very favorable. Very favorable.
Tell our listeners out there, do you like residential over commercial? Do you have a preference?
My preference is to give to the clients what they're needing. So the market could be at one time larger in one area and less in another. My passion right now is designing for the aging. It is a market that has been, it's going to be strongly inundated in a few years. I'm designing for private sectors as well as the larger. But designing for the aging is very important. People are going to be selling their major homes, and they're going to be wanting to live and travel. And that may seem like a very boring subject, but designing for the people who have money is not boring.
I'm sure.
These people, but designing their homes and their businesses, and a lot of them are changing their careers. They want something special. So the market is going to be complete when I add that to my package.
So, Raquel, how far will you go out to see a client if somebody wanted your services? Do you handle all of Atlanta Metro? How far is your scope?
Right now I'm doing some work in Savannah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I do go out of state, but it depends on the types of interior one would be doing in another state. It depends on the licensing, et cetera. I am licensed, and it is something that is allows me to be mobile. So where would I go? I've worked in California. I have some projects in California, where it's just where I was raised. And so it just depends on where the needs are. Florida.
Safe to say does you're cool. Nationwide.
I try to stay. I can't do it all. So
right.
I try to stay with what's familiar to me. And I think Florida, Georgia, California, some parts of California is there too. So
tell us, how can listeners reach out to you?
Well, it's currently my website is www.ornelas, O-R-N-E-L-A-S, interiordesigns.com. And my telephone number is 770-939-1900. That's my office. And I guess you could get the cell phone if you want to talk or call me on my cell phone.
Absolutely.
404-432-2757. Remember, when you're doing designs, have fun. It is such a precious portion of life as I see it. I love it. So.
It's definitely a gift.
It's a
we do not all have, right, Angel?
Absolutely.
I'm very fortunate.
Well, Raquel, we just want to thank you again for joining us today on Business Leaders of Today. Also, we would like to thank Alex Turin from Next Link
for joining us today.
And if you've missed any part of our show, you can go to our website, which is businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, helping businesses from data to doorstep, saying see you next week on Business Leaders of Today.
And I'm Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. What's important to you is important to me.